are those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, and supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and for the next hour, they're going to be your views. It's Open Line Wednesday. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295, and we'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. Well, right now, of course, as we're getting into the program, I wanted to talk to you about my concern about the possibility of an EMP attack or a solar flare simply devastating America. I did an interesting program this morning with Peter Pry. Peter was 30 years from Washington, D.C. He was actually, for 10 years, the executive director of the congressional commissions that investigated the danger of electromagnetic pulse. He's certainly one of the most articulate people in the country on this. And basically, it was just last Monday, a week from Monday, on the 21st of May, why, of course, in the Wall Street Journal, there's an editorial page article by Peter Pry and James Woolsey, former director of the CIA, suggesting that we ought to really have an attack on North Korea. We certainly should do a surgical strike and knock out their intercontinental ballistic missile or the missiles that they have that would allow them to put a satellite into orbit. Because, of course, with one missile and one nuclear weapon, they could simply wipe out the United States by an electromagnetic attack. And he suddenly really feels very strongly about that, and I think with good justification. And he points out that last week in Washington, D.C., there was a major meeting. And basically what happened was that the representatives from 30 nations came, from England, from all over, certainly all over the world. 30 countries came to express their concern about the danger of an electromagnetic pulse, either solar or from a nuclear explosion. And they were all concerned. They realized, of course, this could devastate humanity and civilization, and yet nothing is being done. There's only two countries in the entire world that have made any preparation for a nuclear, I should say, for an electromagnetic pulse attack. One is a country named Russia. The other is a country named China. Both are fully prepared for a nuclear exchange or for an EMP attack. And the rest of the countries, even Israel and Great Britain, even though they're both very well aware of the problem, they're not going to get around to doing anything until this next year. And of course, it could very well be that that will be too late. Well, we have some callers on the line. Let's go to Joe calling us from Idaho. Hi, Joe. How are we doing?
I'm doing fine, Dr. Stan. Thanks for taking my call, and I appreciate all you do and keep up the good fight. Dr. Stan, the reason I'm calling is just to bring attention once again to the efforts of the Revolutionary War Veterans Association, which holds an event you may have heard of called Appleseed. Have you heard of it?
No, I really haven't. Tell us about it.
Well, great. Appleseed is the sole function of the RWVA, and what they do is teach American history, American heritage, and rifle marksmanship skills. They do this over a two-day event held on the weekend. And we just had one here in the Coeur d'Alene area recently, and it's the first one I've attended. And I got to tell you, Appleseed is something else. I recommend anybody who loves America attend one of these events. It's meant for all ages and men and women alike, families. And I attended it with my daughter and my son-in-law this weekend. It was fantastic. Might I give the URL?
You go right ahead.
It's appleseedusa.org.
Appleseedusa.org. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Hang on there. Just hang on. We'll be there in just a moment. 1-888-24-LIBERTY.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 in the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Disaster can strike at any time. That's why Americans spend billions on insurance policies. But what about investing into disaster preparedness supplies, especially food? After Hurricane Sandy, people waited weeks for help to arrive. Be prepared for anything with Mountain House freeze-dried foods, the finest in the industry, packed in heavy-duty double-enameled number 10 cans with over 99% of the oxygen removed for the longest shelf life of any product available. And the taste, absolutely delicious. Entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. Save 25% on Mountain House number 10 cans, April 2nd through the 8th, with free shipping to the lower 48 states. Visit freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Get 25% off April 2nd through the 8th. Act today. Don't miss out.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. It's Open Line Wednesday. Give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. Our guest is Joe, calling from Idaho, talking about the Appleseed program he attended over Memorial Day weekend, really dealing with the background of America's Revolutionary War. And basically, of course, underlying that is the belief that God did intervene and God did give us this country. And I really believe that that's true. Yep. It's just a shame that the people have turned against God. And basically, they're allowing our country to be taken away from us. Not that the majority of people aren't wonderful people, but there's a well-organized minority that knows exactly what they're doing, has intent of destroying Christianity, and that's why they took God and prayer and the Ten Commandments and Christmas and Easter out of our schools. And now, increasingly, suddenly you're not even allowed to express your beliefs. And if you come out and say that God thinks that homosexuality is wrong, somehow you're a hater and a bigot, and yet, if you really care about homosexual people, you're telling them that what they're doing is wrong. It's wrong from a physical point of view, from a medical point of view, but mostly from a spiritual point of view. Yeah. Anything else you want to say, Joe, before we let you go?
Well, I just once again, I hope people will visit appleseedusa.org and again, strongly consider attending an event in their area. The organization has grown significantly over the past 7 or 8 years that they've been around. And I was quite impressed, and I just think people should check it out, and I know they'll have a lot of fun. They'll learn a lot about America. And what you were saying about the well-organized minority, Dr. Stan, that's right. That's exactly why we, the people, need to be a well-informed and well-organized majority, and I think Appleseed is part of that.
All right. Thank you very much. Appreciate that, Joe.
Thank you.
Okay, fine. That was Joe calling from Idaho. Again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And we started talking about the danger of an electromagnetic pulse attack. What would happen if there was either a nuclear explosion up 300 miles in the sky, or we had a solar flare on this side of the sun? Well, basically, because what happens is they send gamma rays towards the Earth. And those gamma rays then collide with oxygen molecules, knock off an electron, and you suddenly have a whole wave of electrons suddenly sweeping around the globe as a wave. And what they do is they impact with the power lines, and they simply burn them out. And those electrons are hitting the power lines, burn out the power lines, burn out the power grid. And because they had the short-sightedness to actually have all of the grid interconnected, and without any breakers in it, and certainly with these massive transformers, the Mathis transformers, certainly as big as a garage, and basically, of course, they take a year and a half to build. And basically, we have about 3,000 in the country, and probably most of them would be burned out. It would take years to replace the transformers, and certainly America would be pushed back to the way it was back in the beginning of the 18th century, the 19th century, before we had electricity. Cars wouldn't work. Why? Because they have computers in them, and mostly modern-day computers would be burned out. The computers in your home would be burned out. There wouldn't be any water. There wouldn't be any sewage. There wouldn't be any availability of food or of hospital care. The whole infrastructure of our society, which is so dependent upon electricity, would simply collapse. And people say, well, that could never happen. And I would ask, why not? Basically, of course, as you look and see what's going on, there are five reasons why, or possibly why, we're not doing what is logical. For a couple hundred million dollars, we could protect this country. We give a couple of billion dollars every year to Pakistan. Why don't we simply put a couple hundred million dollars into protecting America? Because, of course, if there was either an EMP attack or a massive solar flare, and believe me, this is the time of the cycle of sun cycle where the danger of a massive solar flare is very imminent. In fact, just 2 weeks ago, there were three massive solar flares, any one of them which could have simply shut down our entire grid in America. The only thing was that they were on the other side of the sun. And so suddenly God, for whatever reason, had those flares go off on the other side, not on this side, and so I can be talking to you. But had those flares been on this side of the sun, why I wouldn't be talking to you tonight. And basically, I mean, when you stop and think of them, there were not one solar flare, X grade, not two, there were three within a period of about 2 days. You never even heard about this. This is just about 2 weeks ago. But all the information on the danger of an EMP attack is being very carefully suppressed in America. And we have to ask ourselves why. Now, basically, of course, the same thing is true as far as Europe. Europe is very, very susceptible to this. Certainly, basically, the only countries that have made any preparations for this are Taiwan, South Korea, Israel, and England are going to start actually preparing to protect themselves from the danger of an EMP attack this coming year. But, of course, America has no intention, no plans, nor do most of the countries in Europe, to do what would be logical to save human lives. And we're not talking about a few people dying. We're talking about 90% of our population dying. And if you did not read the article that appeared in the Wall Street Journal on the 21st of May, of this year, or certainly the article that appeared in the Washington Post by Frank Gaffney on the 22nd of May. We're talking about just a week ago, ladies and gentlemen. And basically there, of course, Frank Gaffney talked about the fact that 9 out of 10 Americans could be dead. And he quoted General Graham as saying 9 out of 10 Americans could be dead within a year because of the total collapse of our society. I don't know how many of you have been watching the NBC documentary, NBC program. It's called Revolution, and it's the story about when the lights go out in America. I don't know how many of you know that the people who put that program out had studied the threat of an electromagnetic pulse attack, and they tried as close as they could to tell you exactly what would happen in society, the total breakdown of society, the establishment of autonomous governmental units, and the total chaos that would exist. It's really a very good depiction of certainly what would happen if the lights went out in America. Revolution, I think it's concluding here probably next week. And I don't know whether they're going to turn the lights back on again. But the thing is, if we had the real EMP attack or a solar flare, well, there said there'd be no guarantee at all. Now, why aren't we doing what's logical? Well, first of all, it's open lines, and you don't want to really hear me talk. So give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But basically, let's start at the very beginning. Why are we doing what's logical? Well, it could be that simply everybody is just confused and has no idea what to do. And suddenly there's just total inadequacy. And I don't believe that for one minute. I think we have a lot of very brilliant people in this country who know there's a danger. And many of them really want to do something. And I've talked to a number of them in Washington, D.C. And yet nothing is being done. As we've told you before, Congressman, I think it was in 2011, every Republican and every Democrat congressman in the U.S. Congress certainly voted for a resolution to immediately start to protect America from the danger of an EMP attack, and nothing got accomplished. Basically, of course, the person, one of the major congressmen, who certainly is speaking out most loudly, trying to get the programs introduced that would protect America, is Congressman Waxman. Now, I don't like Congressman Waxman. He is the most liberal of all of the congressmen in Washington, D.C., and I crossed swords with him when I was fighting the AIDS battle 20 years ago and 18 years ago in Washington, D.C. But I'll tell you that Congressman Waxman is entirely on the right side on this. And many of our Republicans seem right now to give all sorts of reasons why we should not do what is logical to save 90% of the population of this country. This is not imaginary. It's a very real problem. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And so then, of course, who really runs America? Well, it's the Brotherhood of Darkness. If you haven't read my book, you need to get it. So why isn't the people who really run our banks and control our media, the people who control our corporations, the people from the Council on Foreign Relations and Trilateral Commission, why aren't they doing what's logical? And let me simply point out, ladies and gentlemen, that I believe, of course, that they have that they really should be doing something. They don't want to see America destroyed. They want to maybe lower our living standards. They certainly want to certainly have a different structure of society with everything in their hands. But they want to control America and use our financial and military power to bring about a one-world government. So that they certainly are not the reason we're not doing what's logical. So how about the communists? Could it be communist China or communist Russia? Now, both of them are fully prepared for the effect of an electromagnetic pulse attack. They've hardened themselves. Certainly in Russia alone, they have a massive underground facility where they can put a couple of 100,000 people in an underground city that is well stocked. If anything should come up down the line that should disrupt society. Then, of course, is there some other force in the country? Is the communist behind it? Well, certainly they could be. Obviously, North Korea is their surrogate. And basically don't think for one minute that North Korea would do anything that China did not want or that Russia did not want. They're the ones who are keeping the North Korean government in power. But I don't think it's the communists. And basically, of course, is there another group out there we don't know about? And yes, I really believe there is. I believe that much of which goes on, there is a group. Nobody ever talks about it. But there's a group of people out there that have a different agenda and who want to bring down our government, but they don't want to destroy that many lives. I think they're patriots. I think that they want to preserve America. So then what's the solution? Well, I really believe of analyzing this, that this is, if it does occur, God is going to bring his wrath on this country because men and women become accomplices to the evils they fail to oppose. And the average American is simply refusing to speak out for righteousness today.
Hello, folks. This is Steve Day, the director of Home for Health Lifestyle Center. And over the past years, we have been blessed by witnessing folks plagued by chronic illnesses gain restoration and get back their health after coming through our live-in Christian health retreat. Today, sickness and disease is everywhere. Cancer, MS, diabetes, and chronic diseases plague us. But there is hope, and Home for Health can help. We're here to help you in your time of need, and we would encourage you to go to the Home for Health website, www.homeforhealth.net. That's www.homeforhealth.net. Or you can call us today at 888-642-9644. That's 888-642-9644. Call Home for Health today and start your healing journey now.
Home for Health, truly do what we can sell. Free of diseases, real well. Home for Health.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it, taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging. Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now. 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. 8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. It's Open Line Wednesday. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. We have Bruce calling from Durand, Michigan, asking something about what's going on in Syria. How about McCain, Senator McCain, going over there? And I was simply pointing out that basically Syria is simply what we see. But this is really a struggle between the Brotherhood of Darkness, the wicked people who control America behind the scenes. And of course, we also dominate Europe as well. And we're using Saudi Arabia and Qatar and Israel to try to topple the government of Assad. On the other hand, you have certainly you have the Russians, and you have certainly Hezbollah, you have the Iranians, and probably working behind the scenes very quietly, you have the Chinese communists. And basically, of course, they're actually funding Assad, as you pointed out earlier. Why suddenly the Russians have moved some of their ships into the areas right off the coast there of Syria? and the Mediterranean port. They have a naval base there. And they're suddenly bringing in surface-to-air missiles, something called an S-300, and it's basically an anti-aircraft weapon. And they're going to deliver these to Assad so that we cannot simply threaten to fly our planes over there and shoot down. And they're going to call it an area where, of course, there'll be no planes flying than ours. But, of course, basically what happens if Assad has surface-to-air missiles, why, of course, we would not dare go in there, because if we tried to dominate the airspace, he'd simply shoot our planes down, and he would have every right to do it. But basically, I really fear that this whole thing is a prelude to a major war, whether it's going to be a matter of months or years, I don't know. But I do believe, of course, there's going to be a major war, between Israel and the West against the Muslim world. And I believe this is being generated. And I think we're financing this whole radical Islamic movement as the best enemy money could buy. Anything else?
Yeah, I had the feeling for a couple of weeks that it was getting to be a better situation where we'd either say it's not worth World War III to get rid of Assad, or just kind of let it simmer for years and years and years and just say the heck with it. But this McCain is a real pugnacious kind of a bully guy, and I just can sense what he did when he went over there and said, we ain't backing off a quarter turn. We're going to send you this, we're going to send you that, you know, blah, 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 because evidently Hezbollah has been clearing some critical city there around Homs on a highway between, that northwestern section of Syria called the Alawiya, because there's so many Alawites that live up there, and Damascus. So there's a real critical area there around Homs, and it seems to have been going Assad's way. Then here a few weeks ago, that Richard Haass said it's not worth it, you know, to overthrow him if it gets worse off. But then Russia sent these missiles, and then McCain went over there. And I just have a dread. Whenever McCain does something like this, there's something up. He did it in Libya, too, didn't he? He and Graham went over there. Or was that after? I think that was after Gaddafi actually fell. He went over there and...
Well, of course, the thing is that McCain should not be there.
No.
Basically, of course, there are all sorts of rules and regulations about contacting these Islamic radicals. But McCain is the most liberal of all the Republican senators. He's not a Republican at all. Basically, he's a traitor to our country. When he was actually a prisoner of war of the North Vietnamese during the Vietnam War, he betrayed his fellows there. They hated him. The other people who were prisoners there, prisoners of war, hated John McCain because he betrayed them.
And I've read
sold out to Sydney. And he's not, but you're never going to read about this in the paper here in America because the media is controlled. But basically, I'm sure McCain is playing his part. And basically, of course, what you're seeing in Syria is simply the conflict between the West and the communists there. And most people don't understand that. They think this has to do with Assad. No, it's this conflict, a growing conflict between the United States and Western Europe, dominated by the Brotherhood of Darkness, and certainly between the Russia and China aligning themselves, they're backing Assad.
Well, I just wanted to let you know my feelings have changed a little bit from sanguine, you know, that it was getting a little better or we weren't going to get deeper into it. Now I feel that as you were saying, some EMP or something's going to happen. We could stumble into some, if not America, maybe Europe getting hurt.
Well, basically, of course, Britain and France are going to start arming the rebels there. And because we're actually been doing it all along, but they can't tell the American people that. They simply lie to us, but we're financing, we're training the rebels there.
I would think the next step would be Iran and Turkey fighting each other.
Well, basically, I think that there's going to be a war over there. I don't know when it's coming, but it's coming. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Give us a call. We're living in very, very uncertain times.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Longevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730. And ask about business opportunities.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and John is calling from Spokane. And basically, of course, we've talked in the past about how suddenly there have been all sorts of congressional investigations of the danger of an EMP attack. And basically, they've all said, this is urgent. We've got to do something. We've got to do it right away. This could be a catastrophe. It could destroy America. So basically, I think it was in 2011. I could be mistaken. Could be 2010. But I think it was 2011 when they actually had this legislation. It was up as a resolution in the House of Representatives, and every congressman, every liberal, every conservative, every Republican, every Democrat, everyone on the right and left unanimously voted. We had to do something, and one senator, Murkowski, in the Senate just blocked it in a committee there. And basically, one of the questions, John's question is, why? Why did she do it? And the answer to that is, I don't know. I really don't know. But I will tell you that she endangered literally hundreds of millions of lives by what she did. But there are so many unanswered questions. I have no idea why she blocked it, but she was able to block and prevent what is logical from being done that could have saved, as they say, certainly several hundred million American lives. And certainly not only America, but this would sweep around the world. And we could lose probably 100 million people over in Europe as well. And basically, there was a meeting just this last week back in Washington, D.C., where there were representatives from 30 nations there. And Peter Pry, I talked to just this morning. And basically, he told me he attended the meeting. It was a very good meeting. They talked about the very real problem, but nothing is being done. The only two countries that are doing anything at all is Israel and England. They're going to start next year. And if we have until that time, they'll be protected. But Russia and China, nobody's mentioned this, but Russia and China have hardened their facilities. And if there were to be an EMP attack or a solar flare, they would survive. The rest of us would go back to where it was in the early 1800s. So, but I can't answer your question, John. I wish I knew what's behind this, unless, of course, the one thing that intrigues me is God going to bring his judgment on America? And is this how it's going to come about? I've tried to analyze it. Is it people making stupid mistakes? The Brotherhood of Darkness is not behind this. Could the communists be behind it? Don't think for one minute that Russia isn't controlled by the communists. And certainly China is controlled by the communists today. But they don't control our media, and our media is controlled by the establishment. And they're simply playing this down. So basically, there has to be another explanation. There is a possibility. There is another group in America that basically a small group of patriots who wants a major event to come about to break the control of the Brotherhood over our financial system and over our electoral process. But I don't think that they would want something this drastic to occur, because it would basically break down the whole structure of our society. And the only other explanation I have is what most people don't want to talk about, and that there is a God in heaven, and God brings his judgment upon nations that turn against him, and America is turned against God. We're just going to have to wait and see, but this is a possibility that I don't think most people are considering. What are your thoughts, John?
Okay, well, first off, the answers lie in Murkowski, because at the end of that show, your guest said you need to write your congressman and urge them to support this. That makes no sense, because the Congress was already on board, except for Murkowski. So in a case like this, what you do is you investigate Murkowski. You want to find out who is basically pulling Murkowski's strength, because when the whole thing went to her, she stopped it. So if you were to say, and the only reason God would be behind this is unless she's directly communicating with God, and he said, no, Murkowski, we're gonna shut this down because these are my orders. And I don't think that's the case. So it makes no sense to me, and I think the answers lie in Murkowski. She knows, and her constituents, her real constituents, know the answer to this. And what doesn't make any sense to me, because I know that most people that make it to the level of Washington should be smart enough to, you know, ask the intelligent questions. There are a lot of smart people. And the thing is the guy that was on your show, the guest on your show, why would he, if he really wants to stop an EMP attack, why hasn't he investigated Murkowski? She was the only thing that stood in the way of this happening.
I think your point is well made. I'm going to have to go because we've got a full board, but I think your points are well made. And maybe I have no way to know how we could investigate Murkowski. Maybe we should call her and ask her.
We'll find out who contributes to her campaign.
Okay. God bless, and thanks very much for calling. I think your points are very, very well made. Let's go to Mike calling us from Flint, Michigan. Hi, Mike. Do you have a question or comment?
Yeah, beacon of light in the dark world. People need to support this ministry because there's another event looming on the horizon, Dr. Stan, that may have some significance to the end times. In 2014 and 2015, there will be four blood moon total eclipses falling on feast days. The Passover on April 15, 2014, Tabernacles on October 8, 2014, and on the Passover, April 4th, 2015, and then the Tabernacles on September 28th on 2015. This is not a coincidence. This happened 500 years ago before, and I believe in 49 and 50 and 67 and 68, and when it happened both times, in recent times, Israel was at war when this was going on, these eclipses. And so God's in control. We don't really so much have to worry about Congress and this government, although we need to do everything we can to do the right thing. There's other events taking place that we need to be more concerned about. And these solar eclipses on these feast days, there's going to be, I believe... let me see. Got a little note here. Let me find this real quick because it's so much to remember.
Well, Mike, you're absolutely right. But remember that we are simply, we live in a material world, but there is a mystical world. We live in a subjective world. There's a spiritual world out there. And sometimes these things, as they happen, they are, so they have to do with the supernatural, because of the fact that all of these feast days, eclipses are going to happen. It's not simply by accident. We ignore the part that God plays in the unfolding of events. Hey, I'm going to have to let you go. Anything else you want to say? Because we've got a full board.
Yeah, I just believe that by the 2014, before the 2015 lunar eclipse, we will see the Antichrist take over.
Okay, Mike.
And, well, we're a lot closer to you talk about a lot, Dr. Stan, and everybody realizes we're really close.
Well, I think that I hope you're wrong, but I certainly would not say you were, just as I hope I'm wrong about the threat of an EMP attack. But, of course, I really fear that this could be the fate of America. Basically, they tell us that all the things are going to happen, but there's no place that they say that America is going to be here when these terrible things happen. America certainly as a nation could become a third world nation instantaneously if there was an EMP or solar event that hit America. And nobody even mentions that. God bless. Thanks so much, Mike. And let's go to Tom, who's calling us from Spokane. Again, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-2295. Hi, Tom. How are we doing?
I'm good, Dr. Stan. How are you this evening?
I'm doing just fine, thanks.
Okay, your conversation about the EMP,
it's EMP, an electromagnetic pulse.
Yeah, okay.
Basically, whether it comes from a nuclear explosion or from a solar flare, the result is exactly the same. And it would simply devastate our nation. And certainly we would lose the progress of the last 100 years, and we would revert to where we were in the early 1800s or the mid-1800s.
Right. And we know that that's sound science, and we know that that's a reasonable, viable concern. And so I'm listening to this concern, and then I started thinking about Ezekiel and the war that kills one third of mankind. And I'm starting to go, okay, is it possible that EMP is part of that war that's described in, you know, Ezekiel? And I started wondering about that, thinking, how does that jive up? And then I started thinking, well, if there is that war that kills one third of all mankind, if there's an EMP, either by the sun, I guess the countries that have prepared would be able to launch that attack, but the countries that weren't prepared would be totally unable to participate in that. So it just made me think about, how does it jive with scripture and end time scenario things? That was my conversation.
Well, basically, there's so much here. Basically, the number of battles I described. First of all, the Psalm 83 battle, the Psalm 83 war, when Israel goes to war with its immediate neighbors. Then the Ezekiel 38 and 39 war. And, of course, that suggests it's going to be involving Gog and Magog, probably Russia and possibly even China. And then, we got the Battle of Armageddon, when it comes after the Antichrist is here. All we can do is just conjecture and watch and wait and see what happens. But I think, of course, what we have to do is simply understand that God does play in the affairs of men. And most people don't mention this, but you're absolutely right. When we want to figure out what's going on, we better keep watching the Bible. Anything else you want to say before we let you go?
No, just thanks for your program, and I hope you have a good weekend, Dr. Stan.
God bless. Thanks so much. Well, let's go to Sydney. We've got Dave calling us from Central New York. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But as I see what's going on today, and Sydney, this last week or so, when suddenly the Boy Scout leadership voted to allow openly gay scouts. I mean, there have always probably been gay scouts there, but once you have gay scouts, you're going to have gay scout leaders. And do you think God is going to bless a nation that allows this sort of thing? That certainly will not allow military chaplains in our military to actually actually pray in the name of Jesus Christ, that basically a military that is established in both Afghanistan and Iraq constitutions under Sharia law that has driven all the Christians out of Afghanistan, and that less than 1% of the population of Iraq used to be 10% Christian, now it's less than 1%, and they're all trying to figure out where they can go. And basically, I think God is going to bring terrible judgment on America and on the people of America, because we really don't care what our government is doing to destroy Christianity throughout the world. It's not our government. There is an invisible government, the Brotherhood of Darkness, which is founded on an intense hatred of God. Go to the website, trilateral.org, look at their logo, look at the center of their logo, the upside-down broken cross, a narrow's cross, or at least an aberration, or certainly a simile of it. Well, right now we've got certainly Dave, go right ahead, Dave. I'm sorry, I'm going to be quiet and let you talk.
That's okay, Dr. Stan. One comment and two questions. The comment would be on that Boy Scouts. I wouldn't be surprised if they come up with a gay scout merit badge of some sort. The two questions, one of them is on the EMPs. Have you ever been told anything from different sources that you talk to many, many people about different things? And as far as an EMP, is there anything that you've been told that you wouldn't want to say on the air or would?
There's nothing that I would not want to say on the air. I've told you what I basically know, and that is what. You wouldn't have, if you were in the city, you wouldn't have water, you wouldn't have sewage, you wouldn't have food, you wouldn't have transportation. The whole computer system would break down. The whole structure of government would break down. This is what we're talking about. And that's why, because a program on NBC Revolution is so important, because it tells you exactly what's going to happen. And that basically was put forward by NBC to tell you what's going to happen. We've never had anything really so vivid before of what lies ahead. I think it's a beautiful depiction of it, because a lot of adventure and a lot of violence in it. But that is really telling you exactly what the world would be like if they turned off the electricity. And this is really what it looks upon. This next hour, we're going to have with us as our guest, Tex Mars, and we're going to be talking about the danger of robots and how robots will actually replace human beings here. And now that 20 years, we won't even need human beings. God's not going to allow that. I think God is going to intervene. It's just not a matter of if, but when. Go right ahead.
The last thing is, if you were to have an interview with McCain, what questions would you ask him?
Well, I'm not going to have an interview with John McCain, because I don't like Senators John McCain. But of course,
if you were.
Well, I really hadn't even bothered to think about it, Dave. I have no idea really what I would ask him. I might ask him why he was going over there and trying to support the rebels, why he wanted to topple at least a stable government that has the support of probably the vast majority of the people. You see, this is not a domestic civil war. This is not, most of the people fighting there are not Syrians. They're being brought in from outside. I've always considered John McCain a traitor. I would not have him as a guest on my program.
Yeah, I'm sure you wouldn't. Yeah.
Okay, anything else you'd like to ask before I let you go?
No, sir. That's it, Dr. Stan.
Okay, thanks. God bless. Our telephone number again, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Let's go to Dave calling us from upstate New York. Hi, Dave. How are we doing?
Oh, not bad, Dr. Stan. I have a question. What has been keeping us from becoming a full-blown depression dictatorship? Answer that question.
Well, basically, of course, we are a full-blown dictatorship. You just don't know we're a full-blown dictatorship. Basically, between 1977 and the year 2008, every president and or vice president of the United States came from the membership rolls of the Trilateral Commission, North American chapter. There's never been more than 87 members of that organization. As we've said before, 6 of the 8 World Bank presidents, 8 of the 10 U.S. trade representatives, 7 of the 12 secretaries of state, and 9 of the 12 secretaries of defense during that time period. We didn't elect these people. They control us. We are a full-blown dictatorship, but the average American really doesn't understand it. We have more people in prison today than any other nation in the world, even communist China. And a lot of those are government people who wanted to speak out and And of course, we're put in prison to silence them. That's the reality, but nobody wants to say it. One in every 33 Americans today, one of every three male adults in America is in prison, probation, or parole today. That's a pretty sad commentary on a free society, don't you think?
Well, my other question is, when do you think we'll end up in a full-blown depression?
Well, basically, we're going to have to wait and see. If we do not have an EMP attack, it's only a matter we're going to go through a period of hyperinflation, and then we'll go into a depression probably within the next 2 or 3 years. But certainly, if we had an EMP attack, it would happen simply overnight. So it's all conjecture, Dave. I don't know what is planned. But basically, certainly the Brotherhood of Darkness has a plan. But God has a plan as well. The communists have a plan. This other group we alluded to tonight, Sevilla, has a plan. And we're just going to have to wait and see it unfold. So I'm not going to put my head on the chopping block because I frankly don't know. Hang on for just a moment. We'll be back.
Hello, folks. This is Steve Day, the director of Home for Health Lifestyle Center. And over the past years, we have been blessed by witnessing folks plagued by chronic illnesses gain restoration and get back their health after coming through our live-in Christian health retreat. Today, sickness and disease is everywhere. Cancer, MS, diabetes, and chronic diseases plague us. But there is hope, and Home for Health can help. We're here to help you in your time of need, and we would encourage you to go to the Home for Health website, www.homeforhealth.net. That's www.homeforhealth.net. Or you can call us today at 888-642-9644. That's 888-642-9644. Call Home for Health today and start your healing journey now.
Home for Health, truly do what we sell. Being free of diseases, real well. Home for Health.
There is a disturbing trend here in these United States that is progressing unnoticed and without constraint. From the Supreme Court to the smallest county seat, we have seen the judiciary make decisions which are more legislative than interpretive. Our founding fathers designed our three-part governmental system to have checks and balances upon each other. Each branch of the government has now taken upon itself power that was never intended for it to have. The judicial branch in particular needs reform. We must pass laws which bring a renewed sense of justice to our nation's court system. I urge you to go to judicialreformnow.com. That's judicialreformnow.com. There you can find out what you can do to stem the tide of judicial malpractice. judicialreformnow.com.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Hold that thought. I mean, we have Dave on the line from upstate New York. He's saying when Hitler came to power?
Well, when Hitler came into power, there were a number of people who were called the intellect. And they weren't necessarily Jewish people, but they were German citizens who knew what Hitler was up to. But eventually they were being targeted because they were opposing as to what Hitler was trying to accomplish. And we have that same scenario in this country, because we have a number of people who are intellects in this country who know what's going on.
They absolutely do. Have you read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness?
No, I haven't.
Well, if I could suggest you read it, it might help you to put things into a little bit clearer perspective. Anyway, God bless. Thanks very much for calling, David. And this is Dr. Stan. And basically, I will repeat what I just said. If you have not read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, let me suggest you get it and read it through. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927, because basically, the book will help you to understand not only certainly what's taking place from a political and cultural point of view, but what's taking place spiritually. And unless you understand that this is a spiritual battle being fought on a political and ideological battlefield, so much of what's going on doesn't make sense. This whole thing with the electromagnetic pulse and the fact we're not doing what's logical doesn't make sense, unless, of course, there's a spiritual component to this. We're just going to have to wait and see how it plays out. But if you certainly, we hope if you're in a position to help us financially, we could certainly use the help. A lot of people have certainly had to cut back on their giving. They're having financial problems. But if you're in a position to step forward and join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, we'd love to hear from you. Our number is 1-800-544-8927. And you certainly get our products if you don't have your Berkey water filters. Certainly you need to get one. You need to be able to, because we're moving into some very, very difficult times. And the one thing you need is water. Certainly you want to have food and medical supplies. You should lay in a good supply of health products and iodine, iodorol, and the other things that we order. But certainly the other things we offer. But you certainly should have a Big Berkey. And right now, Big Berkeys are out of stock, but you can get the Royal Berkey for about $10 more. They're larger and they work very, very well. But make sure you've got plenty, certainly, of filters there. Have a couple of extra sets of filters. And start thinking about what you would do if suddenly the whole structure of society collapsed. Hope and pray it doesn't occur, but I think if God is just, he's going to bring terrible judgment on this country for what we have done. And of course, they're using the finances of America to actually destroy morality throughout the rest of the world. I was talking to a minister who spent a lot of time in Africa. He was talking about how over in Kenya, America put up, I think, $15 million to write a new constitution to legalize same-sex marriages. To legalize same-sex marriages in a country which is, like Kenya, strongly Christian. But this is what we're doing throughout the world. We're undermining all the fabric of morality. And I don't think God's put up with it indefinitely. When are these things going to happen? I don't know. But if you have not gotten our 4-CD set on the threat of an EMP attack, you should get it. If you haven't got our DVD on the threat of an EMP attack, you should get it. The book we're carrying is called A Nation Forsaken. We carry the 2004 Congressional Commission report on the threat of an EMP attack. If you need to get this information, you have our permission to copy our products and get the information out. They're not copyrighted. We want you to get the information out. Now, I do want to mention, of course, there's a conspiracy conference. It's going to be this weekend, January 1st and 2nd at the Crown Plaza Hotel in Milpitas. And the telephone number to call is 925-449-6844. 925-449-6844, or you can go to our website, radioliberty.com. We've got a link to their website, and people are going to be coming from all over the country. We're going to be talking about conspiracies, and ladies and gentlemen, there really are conspiracies in the world today, and certainly we hope that you'll be able to come. If you're there, well, I would look forward to meeting you. And then, of course, remember our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. And we ask you to pray for America, to pray for revival, but please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and our protection.
Let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer, God bless America. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with a light from you.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian and Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion. That'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, and supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Tex Mars, who has a wonderful ministry that's been around for a long time, talking about many of the same things that we talk about. But this evening, we're going to be talking about Tex's new book. It's on robots, about robotics. And it is the most amazing book. And this is the reason I wanted Tex to actually come on and tell you about it. We're going to be carrying the book because it goes into the background of what most of us haven't even thought of, but the implications certainly of how they're going to be able to use technology and computers and put them into these robotic creatures, which actually will be in many ways smarter than human beings. It won't be that long before, or instead of them working for us, why, we may well be working for them. Tex, thanks very much for staying up to be with us tonight.
Dr. Stan, great to be with you and Radio Liberty.
Well, basically, we had Tex on suddenly just yesterday, and I was so taken with the program that I asked him to come on tonight so this other audience could hear his story. So you pick up the story about robots and why we should be concerned.
Well, you know, Dr. Stan, I first began robots, studying robots many years ago in 1985. I wrote the first book in the world on personal robots, and it was published by McGraw-Hill, and it was very successful. It was in the Computer Book Club, the Electronic Book Club, and I wrote other books, too. For Facts on File, I wrote Careers with Robots, and Simon and Schuster, the great robot book. So I was going just great in that, and I decided to write a number of other books, but I always kept my hand in the robotics field, and saw what was going on and attempted to keep up with it. About 6 months ago, I began to see, where everything was being linked together. You start connecting dots. And as I have been, for 30 years or so studying the robotic field, things I believe right now are at a state of technology that they're soon going to, let's just be very honest and say they're going to get out of hand, very, very quickly, because the robots, and when I say robots, I mean robotic machines as well, automated devices of all kinds, drones. Robotic drones are becoming so advanced technologically, they're becoming autonomous, they're independent, that when we connect them with what you might call the juice, the conscious, intelligent brain, then I think they're going to fly. What do I mean by fly? I mean we will see a revolution in the next 10 years, certainly no later than 15 years, which we will be shocked about. If we're not prepared for it, I'm afraid that most Americans are going to be left behind. I believe we're going to be creating an entire human underclass, an underclass of non-workers, let's just call it. We now have, you and I know, 50 million Americans on food stamps. And once you get food stamps, you get Section 8 housing and all kinds of other so-called benefits, free telephones and all of that. But 50 million on food stamps. Well, a lot of that is because of the robotic instruments that we have now, the auto plant, the electronic devices, the iPhones, everything is now being made by robots and by computers. But it's going to escalate very, very soon I think we're going to be taken aback. Even Big Brother.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in a moment.
Let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer, God bless America. And beside her, and guide her through the night with a light from above, from the mountains to the prairie, to the ocean white with gold. God bless America, my home.
Don't be late.
No.
White with gold. God bless America. My home.
Right, Pop? Right, son.
Stan, I guess it's Tex Mars. And basically, you know, we used to have a lot of man hours went into the building of an automobile. And basically, I don't know if you've seen the production lines recently, but it's so much of the welding, suddenly everything that puts together the various parts of the car is now done by robots. And increasingly, robots are being used in the automotive industry and all sorts of other industries, certainly electronic industry, assembling certainly your iPhones and your iPads and your computers. And this can be done very well by robots. The average individual doesn't understand that this is moving and moving very, very rapidly to the point where, before long, there's not going to be any need for human beings in manufacturing. And then what are we going to do with all the human beings? Tex, you pick up the story.
Well, my book is entitled, Dr. Stan, Robot Alchemy, Android Cyborgs, and the Magic of Artificial Life. And what I have done is I went back, you know, all those 35 years of my experience in the field of robotics, and I brought it up to date. And I looked at it, and I said, my goodness, we're only, you know, 10, 15 years away from something very, very dramatic. Google, one of the corporations, we Google up things on the internet, but one of the corporations involved in robotics right now in a very big way, Google has a technology lab called Google X, and the head of Google says that in just 7 years, artificial intelligence will be greater than the human brain has the capacity. Just 7 years is Google X. That's the name of their experimental group. And by the way, Google now is working with robot cars. They're driving them already. You may have read about them. They have Lexuses. You know, the Lexus is a pretty nice car anyway. But with lasers, they're able to take you anywhere you want to. They're in Silicon Valley, and you know, you just ride in the back seat, and it takes you places down the highway. So it's really an amazing thing that Google is doing with these robotic automobiles. But robot alchemy, I have many, many hundreds of pictures, color pictures in it, and you'll see pictures that have never been put in a book before. I mean, robots that look exactly like people. There are many women models, male models. You'll even see the science fiction writer, Philip K. Dick, who wrote quite a bit about robotics, and I quote him some in the book. But a company called Hanson Robotics out of Dallas, Texas, has created an android that looks exactly like the late Philip Dick. If you walked into the room, you would think it was Philip Dick. In fact, they actually have on film on the internet an interview with the android named Philip, K. Dick. So this is how advanced things are getting. You can have an interview with somebody who's dead, but looks just like it. Even Bill Clinton gave a speech recently where he said, you know, you can have cybernetic everything. You can even have a cybernetic a president, a laser image, and you will think he's real. He can sign bills. He can, you know, be performing his duties in the Oval Office when he's really maybe 2,000 miles away. So even he recognized the possibilities of this. Now, robot alchemy gives a warning because I show you that they are now taking jobs at a incredible level. But, you know, probably the best way to look at it is in Red China. Now, you know, we've been offshoring all of the jobs, and of course we now have everything made in China, it seems like, Dr. Stan. Apple's iPhones are made in China, Dell computers, Sharp televisions, Microsoft makes its software. Everything seems to be made in Red China, but Red China has 1,300,000,000 people. Well, what a great manpower place, and you don't have to pay these people anything but slave wages. There's no unions over there. You can treat them like dirt. You know, they were even committing suicide at a huge company called Foxconn. And Foxconn, though, caught on to this and said, you know what? We don't need you people. We can bring in robots. And they have been. Now, Foxconn has one plant where 450,000 people worked. But in 2012, they began to bring in robots. They got the robots from Japan, from Fanuc. Now, Fanuc is an industrial robot company where robots make other robots, replicator robots. You see? They don't even have, they have very few workers at the Fanuc plant, but they have many, many robots making other robots. So Foxconn brought in, they now have, I just read an article this week, over 30,000 robots. With those, they've replaced 100,000 of the workers. So, you know, you complain that you're only getting $2 an hour, they can replace you. What are going to happen to all of those people? You know, China now has these mysterious empty cities. They have empty cities all over China. Beautiful cities that were built in the last 10 to 15 years. Nobody is occupying them. They believed at one time they would be full of factories and they would be making products for the whole world. Now, they still have factories, all right, but they're bringing in robots for them. This is happening in America, too. Apple recently announced, Mr. Cook, Tim Cook, the new owner of Apple, or not owner, but the CEO, he says that now all of the iPhones are made in China, but we're going to bring back and start building the iPhones in America. They're going to build the first plant in California. Well, the Californian people probably thought this is wonderful. We're now going to start building the iPhones here. But wait, they're going to robotize the plant. They probably will have no more than 300 or 400 workers at a huge, huge plant, but they will have over 1,000 robots. This is unprecedented. This has never happened before in the history of the world, and it's all happening right before our eyes. And it seems to be downplayed. Very few people are talking about it. I don't know of any other book other than Robot Alchemy that discusses these things and actually shows you pictures of the new robots.
And that's one reason I wanted that text to come in and share this with you, ladies and gentlemen, because it's something I had not thought of. When my wife saw the book, her eyes lit up and she said, that is just what's going to happen. In fact, the text was good enough to send us a copy of the book, and my wife is going to inherit that book because she really wants to read it through. She showed me the pictures in it, and it is amazing, ladies and gentlemen, what's going on. And nobody's talking about this, but basically what we're talking about is that human beings will really not be necessary. Now, is this going to come to pass? Well, certainly if man is allowed to continue doing what he's doing, this will come to pass. They have the capacity, they have the knowledge, they have the technology to do this. Then the question is, what is God going to do? And what part will God play in this effort to replace humanity? Because remember, between man's plan in time and God's plan in eternity, there's an infinite quality of difference. Let me repeat that. Between man's plan in time and God's plan in eternity, there's an infinite quality of difference. But we have to understand man's plan and what man is able to do with these robots, which is really beyond belief. And it's happening and happening very rapidly. Go right ahead, Tex.
Well, you know, it is interesting because I noticed that there is a, let's just say there's a division even in the robotic field. Roboticists, and they're some of the most brilliant men in the world at MIT, at Harvard, and other universities, University of Southern California, and so forth, Stanford, and Rice University. But there is now developing a difference between the because up to now, they were only interested in seeing artificial life, robots. They were just it's almost out of a desperation to produce these robots. It was like a fun thing for them. They were inspired by building robots. But now some of them are beginning to wonder what they're doing. You know, are we building the next nuclear bomb in a way? Or are we building the replacements for ourselves? Will these robots, when they get artificial intelligence, will they replace us as scientists even? This is a hard pill to swallow for many roboticists. One of them, Dr. Sheffield, over in England, has set up an organization now to stop robots. You know, he says they're one of the greatest threats to mankind. He's got an entire institute, and his whole, idea is to stop killer robots. What are killer robots? Well, you know, the United States is leading that with the drones. And we've already killed a couple of thousand people over in the Middle East. But the Defense Department, DARPA, is just going insane building these things. They are sure that by 2025, what is it, 12 years from now, Dr. Sten, that we may not even need many human soldiers anymore. We'll have robotic armies, robotic air forces, robotic navies. And so they're spending billions of dollars for these machines. And I mentioned on our previous program, they've even got robots, hunter-killer robots, that they can go in an auditorium or a huge stadium and pick out their victims. They operate by sight recognition, by smell. And from 50,000 people, they can pick out the one person who is their target, and they're equipped with tasers and other things to destroy. So this is real, and now we're at that level where we're going to have to do something about it.
And ladies and gentlemen, basically, you're not hearing this talked about. Well, of course, most of the things that are really going on, you're not going to hear discussed. But I think this is a vitally important subject that you need to understand the implications of this, because you would simply become superficial. You would become superfluous. You certainly would have no real use at all. We're going to be back in just a few minutes with Tex Mars on robots.
While the storm clouds gather, far across the sea, let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair, as we raise our voices in a solemn prayer. God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with a light from above, from the mountain to the prairie, to the ocean white with gold. God bless America, my home sweet home.
I did. Don't be late.
No.
White with gold. God bless America. My home.
Right, Pop? Right, son.
Kind of makes you think of Blake, doesn't it? Makes you think of a lot of things. We're going to be in this yet, Mom.
Hello, son.
Hi, Mom.
Hello, darling.
Yes, son?
Brand new, first time of the year.
Brand new, my eye. You know, I threw that song out of Yip Yip Yap Bang 22 years ago. Sounds better now.
Hold it. Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess it is Tex Mars. If you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question for Tex, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Tex, why don't you tell our listeners how they can get your website, how they get your programs. Now, we are going to carry your book. We think it's such an important one. We've already ordered them. But how can people get your website and your programs?
Well, first, Dr. Stan, let me tell you how much I love your music. Before we I just love the music for your program. God Bless America. That is just such a classic. And thank you for playing that. Well, my website is thepowerofprophecy.com, or just go in and type in texmars.com, TEXEMARRS.com. And I have several articles on robots. They can read other articles, the IRS scandal right now that we have, and some other things. But Robot Alchemy is right there as well. But I hope people will get it from you and keep Radio Liberty on the air for many more years to come. By the way, people can phone us to get our newsletter, and that's the 1-800-234-9673. Of course, that's during the workday. 1-800-234-9673.
Okay, well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly Tex has done a wonderful job on this book, and I think you'll find it fascinating. And basically, of course, you talk there about, they're even talking about the fact that basically one day these robots may be the dominant force, and simply people will simply not be important. People will be quite expendable when the robots are able to create more robots and when their intellect is far superior to that of the human being. Go right ahead.
Well, you know, back when I wrote the Personal Robot book in 1985, you know, I saw robots as a wonderful complement to mankind. You know, Asimov, who wrote I, Robot, sort of the classic book, and they made a movie about the that science fiction book that Isaac Asimov wrote. But he had the three laws of robotics. Basically, they were that robots would tend to man, would care for man. And this is sort of the ideal, of course, but we know that even computers can have a virus, right? And so they don't always do what we want. Robots, being a computer-minded, they have incredible computer brains, can also receive a virus. It's also true that robots are now getting an intelligence, and in 7 to 10 years are going to have such an intelligence that they will begin to think for themselves. They will be conscious. They will be aware. And they will not just take what we tell them is true. It will not be garbage in, garbage out, but they will take all of the knowledge that is given to them, but they will come out then. They will develop new knowledge, things that you and I cannot fathom, way past our brain power. And at that point, we don't know what the robots are going to do. This is what the warning are being sounded now, because people are developing these incredible devices. We don't know what they're going to think or do. But it will not be what we want them to think. The prime directive may change. You know, I mentioned to you a science fiction book of many years ago by Jack Williamson, was a story that he wrote, actually, was entitled With Folded Hands. And it depicted a world in which robots did everything for us, Dr. Stan. I mean, they drove our cars, they cooked our meals, they cleaned our house. They even went out and played baseball and sports, everything for us. But the people then got very tired of this. People like to get up and move and dance and move about and do things. They're adventurous. And one gentleman said, well, this isn't good anymore. I want to go do things for myself. I'm not happy. Well, the prime directive for the robots was, we will make men happy. And, of course, they devised a system where they gave everyone a lobotomy to make them happy then. So the whole world of people ended up being given, you know, the same as lobotomies. And this gentleman, he says, oh, no, I'm very happy. I'm happy. And he sat back on his couch, and the robot said, are you sure, sir? Are you happy? Oh, yes, I'm very happy. And he just folded his hands. What else could he do? So this is sort of what could happen. It's a warning tale, perhaps. But we do have a situation now. We're worried about our civil rights. We're worried about Big Brother taking away our guns. We're worried about the Second Amendment, all of these things. But are we worried about a team of robots coming throughout our neighborhood, sweeping the neighborhood, taking our arms? What are we going to do then? Will they care about the Second Amendment? Now, another thing.
Hold that thought for just a moment, Tex. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY-464-8295. Here in the Central Coast of California, you have a question for Tex. We'll be back in just a moment.
While the storm clouds gather all across the sea, let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer, God bless America. Beside her and guide her through the night with a light from above, from the mountains to the prairie to the ocean, white with moon. God bless America.
Don't be late.
No.
White with gold. God bless America. My home. Please.
Right, Pop? Right, son.
This is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Tex Mars, and we're talking about his book on robots. It's a vitally important book. You need to understand that here's another threat most people aren't even really thinking about, and yet, of course, the implications of what's going on is amazing today. They've killed probably about 3,000 people over certainly in Afghanistan and Pakistan and Yemen with our drones over there. These are innocent people, and basically they stage this. They'll have an attack. They'll kill a lot of people. And then when the people from the ambulance and the supports come in to help them, then they have another attack and they kill the next group of people. And basically, this is a very convenient way of killing people, all done by these drones being run by somebody, probably here in California, as they slaughter innocent civilians over there in Pakistan and Yemen and Afghanistan today. And where's the outcry from the American people? There is none, as long as certainly we've got baseball, and certainly as baseball season is drawing to a close, and football will be here before long. And the really important thing is certainly we will have here, and, well, are we really concerned about the over 80,000 people who've been slaughtered in Syria, certainly, by the rebels financed with your tax money? Of course, most people really don't care about all those little children who've been slaughtered in Syria. Over 80,000 men, women, and children slaughtered there. And then hundreds of thousands, millions really living, certainly in concentration camps. A million and a half fled the country. But we really don't care about that sort of thing because we're having such a good life here. And I will tell you that I do not believe God is very happy with the American people and the lack of concern about suffering of other human beings throughout the world. Well, my telephone number is 1-888-1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-2295. This is a great new book, which you can get, of course, from us by calling us at 1-800-544-8927. And it's a unique book because it has somebody pictures in it, and basically it gives you a great overview of the very real threat we face, that humanity faces, from the robots. Go right ahead, Tex.
Well, you know, two of the chapters in the book are quite interesting. One is on transhumanism, which is really the conversion of human beings into cyborgs, into, well, robots. The elite are very big on this, and I believe this is one of the reasons why they're having our government spend so many billions of dollars in special laboratories they've set up to develop robots. In transhumanism, the human being becomes a robot. The elite believe they can have immortality, Dr. Stan. They can have immortality if they can download their brain into a robot. I mean, you can make a robot's body any way you want to. You can make it out of a fleshly type of substance. It can look and feel exactly like a human being. The eyes, eyeballs are the same. The eyelids flutter. Everything is the same. So if these people and our body parts grow old, my wife, of course, is I call her a cyborg already. You know, she's a lovely person, but she's had a double mastectomy. She had cancer. She has an artificial shoulder. She has two artificial hips. So she, when we go in the airport, you know, they always check her, pull her out because everything goes off. She's got so much metal inside her body. These people believe that through these body parts, but particularly the brain, that they can download it. Now, is this a false hope? Not at all. A Russian billionaire is teaming up with Ray Kurzweil, the director of development at Google, one of the top roboticists in the world, and he is having seminars now, immortality seminars. But he's only inviting the richest men in the world to these seminars. You and I suppose, could not even go. But they are going to develop these robotic avatars, they call it. And then they're going to download their brains into these avatars. And then the avatars will go around the world seeing things while the people stay at home on their couches. This sounds so fantastic, but it's true. That's transhumanism, and it's a very big field right now. Then I have a chapter talking about the social relations of robots and the romantic partners. There's already people that are buying robots for, I hope not sex, but for conversations and other things. But they're sort of like nannies. They remind you of when you take the pills or whatever. So they have them for the elder folks. But they're also beautiful robots. You can buy a Marilyn Monroe model or an Angelina Jolie model or the male equivalent. And I think that people will be buying these in droves. They'll probably cost $20,000 or $30,000 in 5 years from now. But think about that. I mean, people right now get on the internet and they conjure up all kinds of relations with really non-existent people. Look at Manti Te'o, the Notre Dame football player. For 4 years, he carried on a romantic relation with somebody that didn't even exist except on the internet. So imagine what you can do with an actual robot and one that can converse with you. You know, maybe some people don't want a robot that can converse with them. But some may want a conversation partner. Here's somebody that doesn't argue with you if you don't want them to. They can, you can buy one that has your brain level, your educational level. So all of these are things that are now being developed in robots. But I think the most important thing is in the field of work. What happens? What happens? We have 50 million of people getting freebies now from the government. We've already seen what has happened with government elections. I mean, Obama, you know, won handily because he had so many people who voted for him who wanted things. They want, you know, gimme, gimme, gimme this. Well, now we can have not just 50 million on welfare getting food stamps, but we're going to have 60, 70, 80, 100, 150 million. All of these people, what are they going to vote? They're just going to sit around? Well, no. Now they're actually saying we need depopulation. We have too many people. You know, before I thought that depopulation was very stupid, very ignorant. You know, in China today, you can only have one baby per family, just one baby. And it's created a lot of problems there. But I believe we're going to have surely that in America very soon. And people, I think the government, you know, Bill Joy, who was a billionaire himself and CEO of Sun Microcomputers, they're now part of Cisco, but he has written an article for Wired magazine. And he says, you know, I didn't realize the implication of robotics and automation, but I see now we're going to have terrible, terrible problems. He believes we're going to create a human underclass, and eventually the government will have to kill them all off. You know, how can you support, you know, 100, 200 million people in America here that have no jobs and no prospects for jobs, and robots are so superior to them? What are we going to do with all of these people? And how about China? 1 billion, 300 million, and now they're bringing in robots to do all of the work? I think we're not really, you know, considering these factors, Dr. Stan.
Well, I think that these are frightening things to contemplate. And this one reason I wanted to have you on tonight. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And right now we have Tim calling from upstate, and I assume that's upstate New York. Is that right, Tim?
That's correct.
Okay, go right ahead.
I got a question for you. I guess it ties into what a lot of your callers were talking about on the first half of your show, EMP attack. I mean, will these robots work if there's an EMP attack?
No, that's the nice thing about it, because they're all based upon computers. But my feeling would be that if we were to have an EMP attack, this would sort of, for many years, end robotics, because they're all tied into electronics. What are your thoughts on that, Tim? I mean, a text, because the first hour we were talking about this, the possibility of an EMP attack. What would happen if we had an EMP attack as far as the robotics are concerned?
Well, I think the government is working on that very mightily, because, you know, they're also developing the Borg, what we just call the Borg, which is the linking of robotic brains together. The U.S. Army recently announced the project that they've got. And they have it's just done with rats right now, but a rat in a laboratory in Brazil was linked by the internet, its brain, with a rat in a laboratory here in the United States. And now both rats are following the orders that are given to them, as if they're one rat. So they're going to do this with robots too, of course. And, if EMP, were to interrupt their system, their brain system, as we call it, and of course it's just computers. Then that would be very, very detrimental. So they're going to develop a system in which they have fail-safe system in which it will not affect their brain. Certainly, your entire military force will be shut down in an EMP attack at this point. But I believe they're going to lick that problem. You know, this is not something that they didn't conceive of as happening. So. They'll take care of that.
And basically, one thing we do know is that the military has been working on hardening it so it would survive in case of an EMP attack. It's just that the civilian population that funds the Army would not. Anything else, Tim?
Yes, thank you. I have one more question. I mean, even if the robots were to survive and there's no electricity, don't they need a charge once in a while?
What about that? What about how would they be? How would they be charged, Tex?
Well, a robot, you know, now a robot is designed. Many of the humanoid type robots, where they actually, when they need electric power, they need a charge. They go and look for an outlet and go and plug themselves in, so they know when they're running low on let's say energy. But actually, the U.S. Army has developed an EATR robot. EATR, that means energetically autonomous robot. And the EATR robot lives on biomass. It can eat twigs, limbs, trash, but it can also, believe it or not, eat bodies. On a battlefield, it can go around and eat up all the bodies. This is an amazing thing. It doesn't need, you don't need to give it fuel. It can eat up even human bodies it can consume. So these are all kinds of things that they're working on now. So they're going to make it so that we don't have to give these robots all of our electric power. But think about it right now. In a automobile plant, they don't need to use the lights, the electric lights. These things work three shifts a day, 8-hour shifts a day. And so they're saving an incredible amount of money with robots. You know, they consider the cost effectiveness of it is so incredible that it makes human beings. And of course, human beings gather themselves in unions. They complain about working conditions. They want time off. All of these things that human beings naturally want. But they're not going to have that with robots. Nobody to argue with. Nobody to complain with. Of course, they will need maintenance. But robots will be working on other robots. They'll be repairing other robots. So, all this is being, considered by corporate executives today. Right now, they're figuring how they can make money from the robots. And they're saying that the way to make money is not to buy stock in robot companies. They have robot companies, of course, but to buy industrial stock. They're going to make so much money in the next 10 to 20 years because of not needing manpower. They'll have so much robot power that their profits are going to increase dramatically. So what we see then is the world getting poorer and poorer, human beings being laid off work because of robotics, while the corporations get richer and richer as time goes on.
Okay, Tim, thanks very much. And basically, anything else you want to ask before we let you go?
I just want to make comments. Most of what I'm hearing tonight is, really mind-blowing. I've heard some of it before. I did hear a little spot on the BBC News on NPR about 2 years ago about robots. They were talking about it, kind of like the humanoid-type robots, and then didn't hear anything about it till your show tonight.
Okay, well, that's why we're here, and God bless. Thanks very much for calling. Let's go to
James. Is calling us from South Carolina. Hi, James. You have a question or comment?
I was thinking that maybe the future doesn't have to be as a terrible thing. It would take a different socialization and economic thought processes, but couldn't these things be much more benevolent? I mean, you got people disseminating information to make guns. I mean, if people get a hold of the information to create robots, they could then be disseminated and individuals could control a lot of this stuff, it would seem to me, and do away with all the drudgery that has been worked, the human.
But the problem with that, James, is we wouldn't need human beings. It wouldn't. Basically, there would be no need for humans. The robots would do it all.
Well, then how are these people going to make all this money if they don't have anybody to sell it to?
Right out of the text. What are your thoughts on that, James? Got a good point. Basically, the people are not going to have jobs. How are the people that got to run in the robots going to make the money?
Well, corporations are making money now. They don't need the people at this point. So it's an amazing thing what corporations can do by cutting people. Everybody knows that the main source of of cost is people. Now, I suppose there gets to be a level where you don't have anybody able to afford the new, the shiny automobile or the new home or the new gadget, the new kind of iPhone, super iPhone or whatever. I suppose it could get to that. But I think these people will drive it into the ground. They're going to keep the cost of production low. They're going to keep robotizing and automation. You know, President Obama has announced two projects. We listen to these things. We don't really pay attention to it, two of them. But at the State of the Union address, he said we're going to set up 16 robotics and automation centers across America. 16 robotics and automation centers across America. So they're busy developing these 16 centers. At the same time, the corporations themselves, they're not fools, and their boards of directors have sat down and said, "Wow, if we robotize, if we think of a McDonald's and think of all the employees they've got there. Of course, they only make what $9, $10, $11 an hour. But what if they don't need but maybe two employees for an entire McDonald's? So you know, you drive up and there's the machine that takes your order and the robot, and then you go in and you pay a robot.
Hold that thought. We're out of time here. James, we live in frightening and exciting times. We'll be back in just a moment here. Well, right now, of course, we have Barbara calling in. Hi, Barbara. Do you have a question or comment?
I have a dumb question, actually, but I want to congratulate Tex on writing this book. I think it's going to be, I'm really looking forward to reading it.
And Tex, this is my wife, so she listens to the programs, and she's just was so taken with your book, and she insisted I had to look at it. And after I looked over her shoulder, I realized why she was so excited about it. But go right ahead, Barbara.
Well, I read the story about the problems in China where they laid off these 10,000 workers. But you were talking about, at the break, about these baseball players. And how many millions of dollars do they make a year? And what would it do to the people who own these baseball teams to replace them with robots?
You know, that's true. And I did predict in the book, Barbara, that we would see baseball, football teams made up of robots. And of course, you know, in a way, and it sounds sort of terrible, but these sports stars now are almost like robots themselves. They have bodies, do they not, that are mal-shaped. I mean, they've been taking so many steroids and so forth. When I was a young man, we used to see, you know, pro football, and the guy weighed 200 pounds. He was a lineman. Now they weigh, you know, 350 pounds. So we've sort of been engineering their bodies genetically and with the drugs and everything, making them into superstars. Now they're having so many head collisions. They're saying, wait just a minute. You know, every time we go on the football field, we're putting our lives in jeopardy. That wasn't true before, because now the speed of these people and their huge size and their muscles and all of the drugs they're unfortunately taking are causing incredible problems for us in sports. The boxers. I used to see boxers, and they used to say boxers shouldn't have muscles. They need to be lean. But now boxers, you know, have all these muscles. And you know they're taking steroids, so we really in a sense we're developing a special class of athletes now that are not at all human beings in a strange sense.
Okay, Barbara, anything else you wanted to say?
No, I just want to thank Tex for bringing to light something that is really, really something we have to look into, because this is coming.
Oh, it really is. It's rather frightening. Anyway, thanks so much, Barbara.
Thank
God,
you.
God bless. Okay, let's go to Paul calling from Texas. Hi, Paul. Do you have a question or comment for our guest?
Oh, yes. Hey, Tex. I bought your books and listened to everything, you know, that you said, and it's been fantastic.
Well, thank you.
But I want to chastise you on one thing.
Well, if we don't want to chastise you, got a question, that's fine. But what the...
Oh, I just want to say one thing. Is
go ahead.
In the Bible, it says they say they're Jews, but they're
Well, that's Jay Tex. I want to thank you so very much for being with us this evening and for everything that you do. And we look forward to having you on again and maybe on an early morning program. But thanks very much for being with us.
Well, thank you, Dr. Stan. It's been my privilege to be on with you.
Okay.
And God bless you and your audience.
God bless. Okay, fine. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest this evening is Tex Mars, and basically his book on robots. We're going to carry the book. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. That's 464-8295. But basically, if you'd like to get Tex's book, why call us at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We think that book is a very important book. And, well, of course, basically, of course, you need also to understand that this whole thing may collapse. If I'm correct, there's going to be an electromagnetic pulse attack. Our telephone, certainly you want to get my 4-CD set and the DVD we offer on the threat of an EMP attack. And basically, Chris, here's something that you really can do. You can actually tell others about this threat and insist that they get hold of their congressman and senator and demand we begin to protect ourselves from this very real threat. Then, of course, you can get my 4-CD set or the DVD by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And you can order that. You can certainly get the other items we carry. We hope, of course, many of you out there will give serious consideration to joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters. And basically, this is how we're able to maintain our network of over 50 stations every single week. Basically, of course, we do hope that certainly if you're out there and you're in a position to help financially, that you will. And if you're not in a position to help, then we ask that you'll basically join, you'll actually pray for Radio Liberty for our provision and our protection. Now, I do want to mention, of course, they're having the Conspiracy Conference. It's going to be this coming weekend on Saturday and Sunday at the Crown Plaza Hotel in Milpitas. And if you want more information, go to call 925-449-6844. That's 925-449-6844. Or you can go to our website, radioliberty.com, and you'll find we actually have a site there where you can actually link to the homepage. But you're going to certainly, if you're going to come, why certainly try to get reservations, and you can actually probably still get in without any difficulty, or you can show up at the door, but it's nice to know that there's going to be room for you, or maybe you want to go to the dinner that evening. I'm not going to be speaking, but I am going to have a table there, and I'll be there at the dinner as well. So if you're coming, we'd love to have a chance to meet you at the Crown Plaza Hotel and meet at Milpitas on this coming Saturday and this coming Sunday. And then, of course, we do hope that many of you out there will go to our website, radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. And where you can, of course, watch our DVDs. You can certainly listen to our radio programs 5 hours a day. And you can read our newsletters going back over many years. And we hope that you'll get the information, that you'll help to disseminate it across America. What we need to do is get people aware of the fact that there really are powerful spiritual forces at work. There really are secret societies. Go to the Trilateral Commission's website, trilateral.org, and look at those three curved arrows. Those are actually sixes, if you look very carefully. Six, 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 bound together in the middle and joined together in the middle by an upside-down broken cross. That's Nero's cross. Dates back to Nero, of course, the Roman emperor who burned Rome and blamed it on the Christians. And of course, that symbol didn't originate with him. It's been around for thousands of years before that. It's all about a world government, ladies and gentlemen. We're moving rapidly towards a world government. Please pray for America. Pray for revival. But please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and our protection.
Bye, Daddy.
Bye,
Daddy.
Don't be late.
No. Wipe with God bless America. My
night, son.
Listening to television yesterday, listening to the pundits and the generals they bring out of the closet, and I do mean out of the closet from the Pentagon, the people that have just been to a major briefing at the Pentagon who run over to the television desks to tell you the talking points, just amazing. The one talking point yesterday, I believe it was on O'Reilly or Sean Hannity, I can't remember which one it was, is, well, maybe we need to have some air defenses removed from Syria or air support. Not really a no-fly zone, but just remove their ability to defend. Now, you all are smarter than that, and you know what that means. That means a no-fly zone. It means bombing them into oblivion in Syria. And for what reason? Help me understand, why are we in Syria? But then it seems like that's the problem we have all the time with, why are we fighting in Pakistan? Why are we fighting in